Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. I'm pleased to have with us back in the studio once again, Ashley Owens, the clinic manager for the VA here in Mountain Home. Welcome.
Hi, Heather. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's good to have you back. We had you here last year during our Health Fair and Expo run, but it's always good to have someone from the VA. Everyone always has tons of questions and wants to talk about the VA. You guys are located here in Mountain Home over there by Hobby Lobby.
Yes, we are right across from Hobby Lobby. We're in between Big Lots and Goodwill.
Mm-hmm. How many veterans do you serve in our area?
We have approximately, 4,000 veterans that we serve total, in our clinic. We serve all the surrounding, counties.
Y'all are busy.
Yes, we stay very busy all day.
And I mean, you've always got, new people coming into the area. So you are accepting new vets and you can get them in. The turnaround time is a lot better here than it might be somewhere else. And of course, you can always help, your existing veterans.
Yes, I feel that, our clinic here, we do a pretty good job of getting our veterans scheduled fairly quickly. New patients, we always try to get them in within at the max at least 20 days from whenever they first apply and we're aware that they're in the system and they call us for the appointment. And then our established patients, we like to get them in within a week to 2 weeks. If it's urgent, we go ahead and pull them in for like a walk-in. We actually have the ability to do urgent issues same day if it's needed, or we can just schedule them an appointment to come in and see their provider.
I bet it's got to be so just rewarding to be able to build these relationships, especially with a lot of our retirees in this area, and to hear about their service and their support of our country and just to learn from them and their work ethic. I mean, it's got to be pretty amazing sometimes.
Yes, it really is. It's one of the most rewarding things I think that I've ever done, especially whenever you're able to connect with them one-on-one. I feel that, getting to listen to them and hear their stories and just talk to them, I think we're more than just like a healthcare clinic. I feel like we get really close with our patients, our veterans here.
How big is the staff?
We have about 33 staff. That's kind of a mixture of contract staff and VA staff. Like our specialty services, like pharmacy, mental health, physical therapy, dietitian, they are our VA employees, and then all primary care. We have total about 13 to 14 people that are in like the actual primary care.
Mm-hmm. It's a full-fledged. It's not just a clinic. I mean, it's like a little mini hospital almost.
Yes, it is. And looking at it from the outside, you're like, okay, this is just kind of here stuck in the middle between these two buildings. But it actually, when you walk in, it goes really far back.
I was going to say, is it really big?
I've never
been in there.
It is. It's pretty big. It just goes straight back to our physical therapy gym. And back there, it just opens up and it's huge. So it's a little deceiving, the looks are, from the outside.
What is there, what typically are you helping our vets, through? Is just the aging process or, tell us about the different services.
Yeah. So most of our patient panel is, geriatrics. We do have quite a few, younger veterans that come to our clinic, but we manage for primary care. We do a lot of like disease process management, diabetes, hypertension, that sort of thing in primary care. But then, like I kind of said, the specialty services, mental health is huge, especially in this area. We have a psychiatrist, we have two licensed clinical social workers, and then we have our mental health RN and their team, and they have their own scheduler. So they are very accessible. And that is huge for our clinic and our area, especially mental health wise. And then we also have our most recent thing that we added to the clinic is our audiology booth. So we are able to do hearing aids. We're able to fit and test for those. And it's actually, we don't have an audiologist here in the clinic, but we do, we connect with one over telehealth. So it's just this basically a computer, and we have a nurse there that is like, you know, the hands for the doctor that they connect with in Little Rock. And they're able to get hearing aids. So that's been wonderful for our population here.
One of the things that we've all kind of gotten used to through the pandemic is, you know, using the technology more, or maybe being pushed to use it much faster than we wanted. But now telehealth, I mean, it's kind of the norm.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's here to stay. And I kind of like it, as, you know, as someone, like, especially if you just need a prescription refill and you don't want to go into an area where there's a lot of flu and sickness, you know, the telehealth option is so beneficial.
Right, exactly. And we still are, you know, really encouraging a lot of the telehealth options at our clinic. COVID did open that up a lot, whereas we weren't really doing a lot of that to begin with. Now we're able to do appointments over telephone. Of course, if you do need a face-to-face, the nurses and the providers are able to kind of triage you at that time and say, okay, well, you know, we'll go ahead and get you scheduled in to come into the clinic. And then we are also doing video appointments. We call those VVC. They're just the virtual, kind of like a Zoom meeting would
be.
You know, you connect face-to-face over the computer with your provider. So That's been a game changer for us, and I think a lot of our veterans like it once you kind of get the hang of how to do it, you know, on your smartphone. So
it doesn't matter what age you are; everyone's got to get used to it a first couple of times, and you know, then it's pretty seamless after that.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Let's talk more about the mental health services that you have available. Obviously, that is something that has been at the forefront of everyone to help our veterans through. Tell us again all of the different services that are available.
So we have kind of just like the starting point for that would be our licensed clinical social workers. We have two of those, Jim and Clay. Clay is like our behavioral health specialist. We like to call him the gatekeeper. So pretty much anyone that comes in, like if they have a face-to-face appointment and, you know, they're having some issues, maybe they need to talk with someone, Clay is there same day. So no matter what he's doing, you know, he takes a moment and at least talks to that veteran, introduces himself, tells them a little bit about, you know, what he does, what his role is there. And then, you know, they either go ahead and meet at that time or they schedule another time to come back. And then he can also triage at that point, like, do they need to continue care with him? Should they maybe go ahead and see Dr. Graham, our psychiatrist? He's kind of able to, you know, delegate, you know, the best route for that veteran.
You know, it's something for our older veterans. It's something that was taboo, and they just didn't discuss this for many, many years. But they still, you know, they still have the same mental health discussions that need to be had just as much as our younger veterans.
Right, exactly. And I think that's huge, you know, just getting word out that, hey, like, there is nothing wrong with you, you know, coming in here and talking to one of our mental health specialists. And it's even sometimes hard for me to say mental health because I think that scares people sometimes, you know. But it's nothing to be scared of. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, we are healthcare professionals. We are here to help you through whatever it is, whether it is, you know, a mental health issue or just, you know, a basic issue like high blood pressure.
Depression should be viewed the same as high blood pressure. It is an illness.
Yes, exactly.
Is it hard to encourage some of our veterans to come in and seek those services?
Yes, I believe it is. I mean, we do run into quite a few people that, you know, they don't want to bother us with that. But if I could get, you know, anything across, it would be that, you know, you're never bothering us. Mm-hmm. You know, this is our job. You know, we love what we do. We want to be here for you. We want to help you.
How do you help someone? How do you help a loved one if it's depression, if it's PTSD, if you're seeing it from your side? How do you help get the resources available at the VA to the vet who needs it? How can you merge those two together?
I think just talking to them, bringing them in, you know, for that face-to-face connection or even over video if they're capable of, you know, doing a video appointment. You know, the main thing is the starting point is just either getting to the clinic or just making that connection over the phone or video. And then our specialists basically take it from there. And there's just so many options. I mean, you know, we have what we call secure messaging, which is pretty much just like emails. So maybe if they're maybe a little shy or they just don't want to like actually come in and talk to someone, you know, they always have that option. They can always just do it over the phone, talk things out. I just think that there's so many options that, you know, we're able to accommodate them, you know, whatever it is that they need.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Ashley Owens, the clinic manager for our local VA clinic here in Mountain Home. Ashley, I know you guys still have some vaccines available for any vets who want them.
Yes, we do. We are trying to encourage all of our veterans to give us a call and get on the schedule for our COVID vaccine clinics. We are doing those 2 days a week. Right now, they are every Monday and Friday. And typically we start scheduling those about 9 and we try to close up shop about 2:30, 3 o'clock. Little Rock is actually driving to Mountain Home, bringing the vaccines with them. We are doing Pfizer vaccines right now. So we want our veterans to call into the clinic to get scheduled for COVID vaccines. It's not necessarily a walk-in clinic, because with Little Rock coming, they have to bring a certain dose. We don't want to waste a certain amount of doses. So that's why we're trying to encourage everyone to schedule. Mm-hmm. And that way we know how many vaccines to communicate to Little Rock to bring.
Have you been able to vaccinate, you know, our several veterans in our area? I mean, has it been, you know, people are jumping on it?
Yes, we have done hundreds. I don't know the exact count, but I would estimate probably anywhere between 400, 300 or 400.
How many can you do on a given Monday or Friday?
The most we've done is about 100 a day, maybe 120 or so.
And then they come back to the same location for their second dose?
Yes, they come back to the same location. And we are actually able to use the old mall entrance. Mm-hmm. That's right next to our clinic. So we have a lot more space. We're able to socially distance. And it's just more of kind of it's a bigger environment, makes it a little safer because we're all spread out quite a bit more.
And it's open to anyone at this point?
You know, yes.
In terms of your veterans, any age group, you know, any category is available?
Yes, they have opened it to any age group, anyone that wants it. We are actually working on being able to give them to spouses now. There is a form that the spouse can fill out and be uploaded into the VA system, so we will be able to give them a vaccine someday as well.
I feel like most of the people in the community who've wanted to get one have either gotten their first dose or both doses, or at least are registered for another one. It seems like the phone calls have kind of slowed down a little bit. I mean, are you experiencing that at the VA?
Yes, we kind of are right now. You know, it took us a little while to get the vaccines. I think that it really started picking up when we got the snow.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we had to cancel a few at that time. And I know that a lot of our veterans have probably gone elsewhere. So any of those that have not gotten theirs, just give us a call and we will get y'all in on a Monday or Friday.
How did COVID change how you were treating veterans locally?
It has changed everything here at our clinic. It's been pretty tough, I think, on a lot of the staff because everyone has been so used to our normal routine, you know, of our face-to-face appointments. And the telephone and video stuff, although it is great, it's just a lot more effort. It's a lot more work. But we enjoy doing it because we are, you know, we are still able to provide that care and we're still able to take care of our veterans and make sure their needs are addressed.
Are you able to help veterans sign up for benefits?
Yes. So we can help. We can help apply. The veterans can go to va.gov and apply online. They can come in and pick up a paper application. We can mail an application. And then they can also reach out to our local VSO, mm-hmm. Charlie Leonard. He can also help get mm-hmm. veterans applied for health care.
And what all What all's included? I mean, I have no history with VA benefits. So, I mean, for anyone who hasn't yet taken advantage of those opportunities, I mean, what is provided to our veterans?
So most veterans, you know, they are able to get primary care services here, all of our specialty services, you know, like I mentioned before. And then some veterans are actually able to get dental included with their health care packages. And all of that is basically determined by eligibility in Little Rock. You know, they kind of look at their time in service, you know, if they have service-connected disabilities. It's all based off of that.
Mm-hmm. You keep calling it Little Rock. I love that, how we all refer. It's just Little Rock, just the people in Little Rock.
Yeah, that's our parent facility, and you know they make all the major decisions, and we just kind of help get the ball rolling on everything.
Is the hospital in Little Rock, is that the major? Is that like kind of the headquarters?
Yes. Well, it's the VA hospital in Little Rock. Yes, that's our mm-hmm. parent facility.
And are you able to help with transportation to and from?
We have the DAV van here that does the transportation. I know that COVID has affected them as well. And I think that, you know, whereas they used to take veterans 5 days a week, I think that they've cut back to 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. That was the last I'd kind of heard. They may have picked up on that mm-hmm. now again, though. The good thing about what's came into effect about 2 years ago or so is the Mission Act, and that is what allows our veterans to choose where they want to go for health care in regards to specialty services. Since they have to drive over an hour to get some of those specialty services at the hospital in Little Rock, they are actually able to make the decision that they stay here for that care. Mm-hmm. And all that starts with us. You know, they give us a call and they say, hey, I used to maybe see cardiology in Little Rock at the mm-hmm. VA in Little Rock, and that trip is getting too hard for me. Mm-hmm. It's really far. It's an all-day thing. I would really like to try to, you know, stay here locally. And so then we are able to get the ball rolling on that and put in a consult and, you know, just request that they go here locally mm-hmm. instead of
to any physician, not here locally to your clinic. They can go to a cardiologist here in Baxter County or Marion County.
Yes. Yeah. And they typically say, you know, closer to their residential address, mm-hmm. you know, so it's all based off of drive time. And the same goes for primary care services. You know, we want all of our veterans coming to our clinic, but we do have some of those veterans that live in like Melbourne, you mm-hmm. know, and that's mm-hmm. really far. And that can be a difficult trip for some of our elderly mm-hmm. veterans to make. So they do have the option to see a primary mm-hmm. care closer to where they live if they live 30 minutes from our clinic.
The Mission Act was kind of an overhaul of veteran benefits. I mean, this is, you know, this is the answer to the super frustrating lag time that veterans, not so much maybe here, but, you know, across the United States saw with their different states and hospitals and clinics and stuff. And how would you describe the difference that this has made?
It has made a huge difference. You know, I feel like overall it's not necessarily the quality of care that was the issue. I think it was just, we are so rural, you know, we are so far away from Little Rock, our parent facility, and our veterans having that option to stay here, you know, it's less stressful mm-hmm. on them. It makes more sense that they now are able to mm-hmm. to stay here to see their cardiologist, or if they break a bone, you know, they don't have to drive all the way to Little Rock to do follow-ups for ortho, and it's just,
well,
it's been
wonderful. If we have 4,000 vets that you guys are helping care for, multiply that across the state of Arkansas. If that many people were all trying to go to Little Rock for care, I mean, that's just, it's too big. It's too overwhelming.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, it's just been an easier route for them to take, and they have that option. So they are able to choose that.
If we have someone locally that, again, has not had the opportunity yet to meet you guys or to enroll in any services, what's the best way for them to go about that?
I would encourage them, you know, if they would like to talk to me first, they can call me at 870-594-8387 and just ask for me. You can hit 1 for the appointment desk. They can get you transferred to me. And then if you know, you're computer savvy and you want to go online, you can just go to va.gov and you have an option on there to apply for health care.
Hey, next time you come back, bring one of your vets with you. We can sit here and swap some stories.
Yeah, we sure will do that.
Ashley Owens, the clinic manager for the Mountain Home VA Clinic. Again, that's located in kind of in between Hobby Lobby and Big Lots. You can't miss it over there. Ashley, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Have a great Saturday. You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.